Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, this is a very special occasion. So, a couple of weeks ago, you remember the famous, now famous, Kennicott hot dog roller incident. TJ was blown away by the existence that Kenny owned a hot dog roller. Well,
no, blown away by the location.
Right, his living room, which now we have confirmed there is, I don't know how he lives there, being that this thing has stunk up the whole office.
Oh, yeah, I smelled it coming right through the door.
100%. Yeah. So, with the Super Bowl this weekend, with TJ's last appearance, we wanted to have a throwdown. These are two gentlemen that, well, they're big into hot dogs. And we just said, okay, Kenny, now's your time, champ. Bring the roller to the office. I gave Kenny a per diem to purchase the appropriate things. And it's Kenny versus TJ by the time TJ leaves after Who Said It. Who can eat more hot dogs? Now, I want to say, TJ, A, showed fear. He was afraid that Kenny was going to devastate him in this contest.
That's false.
You said he's going to eat 12 of them. I said
I have to go to a daddy-daughter dance tonight. I don't want 11 hot dogs in my stomach.
You can't eat 11.
That's not fear. That's concern about
your blazer.
My plans that I have tonight and my suit jacket that I got to fit into.
FanDuel has listed you vomiting at daddy-daughter tonight at plus 260, so it's very exciting. Come on.
I'm not afraid of Kent. No, there's no chance. Like, if I had nothing to do tonight and I threw down, I could throw down probably a dozen.
Okay, but hold on.
He's not even getting close to that.
You got to eat more than him. That's all we're asking.
See?
You got to beat him in his own game. He's been very confident.
He's already a couple bites in. I didn't know he got started already.
The competitive nature of athletes kicks in.
Listen, he is not going to lose.
I don't know if I still have the record, but there used to be a hot dog place. I think it was like Hippo's Hot Dog out on the Royal Oak. I think I ate like 9 Chicago-style dogs once.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and those were nasty, too, like with the peppers and tomatoes and pickles.
Wait, did Kenny put the salsa on your plate?
No. We're waiting for it to cool down.
Now, okay. Another reference from a couple of weeks ago. Now, listen.
It's boiling.
We gotta let it cool. All condiments are available. You have chosen plain.
Yeah.
That's the strategy going through this hour.
Yeah. Can I get a cup of water too? Or are we doing this official?
Would you like a pop? Would you like water?
No, that's a little too heavy. I was kind of thinking about like a cup of water to dip the bun into.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat that many. What are you, Kobayashi?
I'm going to eat more than Kenny.
I don't know what he's capable of. Well,
it's like one of his major
look at him.
Food groups.
He's done. Kenny won. You haven't taken your first bite, and the clock's ticking. So, also, gentlemen, you have to factor in conversation as a part of this. Watch you eat hot dogs.
That's why he wants the water. I'm like, man, TJ's about to get serious over here.
This is not as bad, though, as that spicy chicken wing thing we did.
Oh, like, my dear God.
5 years ago.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. Were you not here yet, Joe?
He wasn't.
He had one of the guys mix up this crazy concoction, how spicy like he could make it. And we were doing, I think it was me and Sully.
It was.
And we tried the sauce, and right before Mike was like, hey, even if it's not that spicy, like, just play it up for the air. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'll just have to act, pretend.
No.
That burned for like 3 days.
Really? TJ had a problem.
It was terrible.
Will also tried it.
Like a gallon of milk,
the bird
gallon
chicken did try it.
He was like, oh, this is nothing. He had like two or three of them, and then he just sat out there in misery after the show was off.
So basically, it was medium sauce.
No, it was a spot. I can't imagine anything getting spicier than
it
that.
It was repugnant. I mean, I smelling it 6 feet away, you would cough.
Legit hell.
Okay, so
these
while
buns
TJ.
Are kinda, like, I don't like the dog to bun ratio.
Kenny? There's
way too much bun.
Wah. Oh, jeez. Okay.
What'd he say?
Wah. All right. Game on.
It's a bread eating contest. Look right. at this. Like, the hot dog's 10%.
I want to start with this while you're getting to work on your first hot dog. Also, tell Evan there's going to need to be more hot dogs on the roller. You two are about to get serious.
Those have already been replaced.
Excellent work.
Set.
So I wanted to ask about, Amon-Ra made a comment about Myles Garrett that I thought was pretty common sense, which was like, look, if you add him to RD line, you don't need corners. But
he literally said that.
Did you see what Aiden said? And I wanted your view because Rico and I were surprised, meaning great players, when they're asked about, hey, would you like to have this great player? Never heard a guy say no. Here's what Aiden
said. No?
Well,
oh, I didn't see this.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Everyone's been asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think you can't have that many guys on the D-line. I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. Close quote.
You can't have that many? Like, you can't have enough?
No. You can't have that many dudes on the D-line.
What, like a
basically
like
saying
it wouldn't be fair to have that many
There's
guys.
Only one football is what it sounds like. And he goes,
there's only so many people you can have on a D-line.
And he said, I think it's very unlikely. Like, generally speaking, wouldn't you just say, hey, man, that's Brad's department, but if you're asking me, hey, man, would love to have him. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. Full stop, game on, move on.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I mean, I don't disagree with him that it's probably unlikely. I mean, it's
why
out
do
of
you
the,
say that? Take us through.
Because of what it's going to cost. I mean, we've seen Brad, like, the last couple years take a couple risks, right, with Carlton Davis trade. Hey, we got a hole to fill.
A third, right.
Myles Garrett, to me, would be like a luxury, not necessarily a massive need.
Who's playing opposite Aiden?
Well, that's a good question. I mean,
Myles Garrett, that's who.
I would love to have Myles Garrett. There's 32 teams. I mean, Cleveland doesn't want to give him
up,
right?
No, but hold on. Time out. He wants to play for a winner.
Yeah.
Now we're down to about six teams because you know what else? They ain't trading him in the AFC.
Yeah.
There's no way. So look, here, I look at it and we talked about this. No one knows the true cost. But if we go on what's been put out there so far by different reporters, websites, whatever. A one, a two, Hendon Hooker. You doing it?
In a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah. So now return to the Aiden thing.
In a heartbeat, yeah.
Compare what Aiden said to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs of the Packers is like, look, I got love for all our guys, but we need a dog. We need a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
out. Well, that's where you get some, and I know Aiden's still young, but that's where you get some veteran, like, you know, PR, let's do it the right way. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus on my team, right? Because I've been through it before where you will get asked about, hey, this guy's a free agent. This guy, you know, you guys have been linked to this guy. And if you go out there and say, oh, hell yeah, like, we need this guy, that's kind of sending a bad message to the other guys in the team, right? So if you're going to go out there, I think, and I don't know for sure, but part of you, maybe if you're Aiden, is like, I don't want to make the other guys in my D-line room feel like they're not good enough or they're not wanted.
See,
right?
I'm looking
like,
at...
But that's where you could say, hey, if it happens, yeah, DJ, obviously he's a great player, but you know what I mean? There's a part of you as a player, yes, that's like, hey, if...
Amon-Ra did that. Amon-Ra, when they asked him, hey, yeah, we want to bring get him here, and then they said, well, who you trading? And he left that alone.
Is that right, exactly.
He left that alone, yeah. But he was just like, you got to get him here. You bring him here. We don't need corners anymore.
Yeah.
He wouldn't answer the fact of who you're going to trade because he knows at that point right, you're going to make some,
yeah, exactly.
But to sit there and be like, yeah, you know, we basically, we're good enough.
You don't need him. Yeah, which is, I mean, like I said, that's part of going back to, you know, I don't want my guys in that group to feel like,
TJ, is it overly simplistic of just thinking, you know what, maybe he's thinking, look, my contract's coming up. I don't need him here. I don't need him stealing some of the shine from me.
Well, I think
I'm trying to get paid.
I mean, I'm not trying to be out of bounds here, but I think with certain players, quarterbacks, edge rushers, corners, certainly there comes like a bit of an ego thing, right? So, you take pride in being the lead dog, right? You're like, hey, man, this is my team. This is my D-line. But that shouldn't prevent you from wanting to play with another, you know, Hall of Fame type guy. Like, I was always under the impression, like, hey, more talent we can bring in, it's going to raise
That's
competition,
it.
You know?
And if you're going to be the odd man out, like, it just is what it is. Say no to a great player. And again, the easiest way out for Aiden, guys, that's Brad's department. But Myles Garrett's a Hall of Fame player. Yeah. You know, I'd love to have him.
Yeah.
And
was there video? Was there video with that?
We do not have any video.
Because I was going to say, maybe if you... Reading it and sometimes watching it, right?
I know.
You get two different senses.
And listen, all I'm reading the words. The part I didn't understand is you can't have that many dudes on the D-line. Stop. No disrespect to John Kaminsky.
No, I know. And he's obviously players. That's player speak, right? That's coach talk. Hey, we love the guys we got here.
But
us
no
on the outside, we watched the Washington game where I don't think anybody won a one-on-one the entire game.
No one's going to mistake the Lions' D-line this year for the Purple People Eaters of the 70s.
And look at Philly. Like, every year it seems like they load up on the D-line.
How about my Giants that won the Super Bowl? They had eight D-linemen.
San Francisco was doing it, right? Like, their third and fourth DNs were
guys
that were...
TJ, the other thing is this. It's Myles Garrett. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a six-time All-Pro. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah,
they didn't ask him, do you want Crackhead Bob on your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a top five, probably top three player in the league.
He's a monster.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I obviously can't speak on Aiden's intentions there, but I do know that there is some player speak sometimes that's like, hey, if it works out, obviously we'd love to have the guy. But first of all, let's kind of temper expectations, right? And second of all, you know, I don't want my guys in that building, in my position group, feeling like, oh, Aiden's going out here saying we need to trade for somebody else. What does that mean about me, right? I don't know what his intentions are, but
it's weird, TJ.
I think it's the weird part is just, I think we're on the same page. Like, you don't have that many dudes on the D line. You know what I mean?
Right,
Aleem obviously was
I count
right,
two,
the dog.
And I'll be nice. I count two and a half. Bob Muhammad's not bad.
And by the Aquadine.
Yeah, he had some moments.
But
yeah,
Oh my God!
Oh, he had some moments. Yeah,
you were his PR player, rep.
No, yeah, for a role player, he did. He was really nice. But do I want?
What
is
you
he gonna
found
be a guy
out at the
60
end of the
snaps
year?
A game, like
or Almondine.
At the end of the year, you found out you didn't have enough D linemen.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
You did.
And you know, obviously, when you're missing Aleem and Hutch, makes everybody else's play
that's
better
that's
because
the way I look at it.
When you're missing those guys, yeah, we didn't have anybody else.
If
that
I'm
could
Aiden
do anything,
and
right?
I had Myles Garrett and I know Aleem's coming back, you know what I'm looking at? 20 sacks. I'm looking at $35 million a year in the biggest deal in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Instead, I got to read this. Listen, you know, they asked Fred Werner. Here's the difference. They asked Fred Werner. First of all, he popped a boner. And then second of all, he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to be chopping it up. Full court press. I want him.
Yeah.
He wasn't worried about Almondine Muhammad. He goes, it's Myles Effing Garrett.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm...
Hey, Garcon, hot dog, please.
Yeah,
time,
I'm with you.
Time for TJ.
And Aiden doesn't seem to be the type of kid that's like ego-driven, right? But you do kind of hear that, and it's, I mean, I can't help but to think like, hey, this is kind of my show, right? This is my defense. This is my D-line, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
TJ getting spicy.
But also the players, too, is like, you know what? You hear rumors all the time. You hear, oh, you're linked to this player, this free agent. I've fallen into the trap before of getting too excited and getting overly just enthusiastic about it and maybe talking about it where I shouldn't have, because then it doesn't work out and you're like, oh man, like this guy's probably going to be a little pissed at me, right? Like I maybe just kind of hurt a relationship, right? But by speaking too soon. So maybe his point was just, hey, I don't know if it's going to happen, unlikely, but hey, if it does happen, right?
All right.
Then I can speak about excitement and speak about optimism. And
we're going to get you another hot dog.
Loving playing with a guy like
and
that.
And we're going to talk Super Bowl because you said something and I think you expressed a feeling that all of America's feeling. We're going to do that next. We need.
Can I get a hot dog?
How long do these things take? Excuse me, we're doing live radio.
It's been 15 minutes.
Get him another one, please. Get him two. Two for one and then throw more on this thing. Get it moving. TJ, hungry. I mean,
we're having one every 15 minutes, Kenny.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.